Okay, we're being recorded. All right, so we're on Daf Pei Tet tonight. Pei Tet. If you remember, we left over around 15 lines from the top. We're around 20 lines down, really. 15, 20 lines down, need the two dots. Everybody with me? 89A, around 15 lines from the top. Pei Tet Amud Aleph. Okay, the Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, B'shashi Rad Moshe L'Panei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu descended Har Sinai from before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Basatan Vamar Lefanav, so the Satan came, and Chazal teach us, Hainu Satan, Hainu Malach Mabed, Hainu Yetzahara. The Satan is the same as the Yetzahara, is the same as the Malach Mabes. So we made a time before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam Torah Heichan Hi. What happened to the Torah? Where is it? And one of the Mepharshim, they quoted that he knew the Torah had been given to Klal Yisrael, but he was under the impression the Torah would still be in Shemayim. And now it's totally downstairs. We're on Pei Tet Amud Aleph, around 20 lines down. So he says, Amar Lo Netzila Aretz. So he said, I gave it to earth, and it was to mortal man. So he says, Halach Etzel Aretz. So he went, so the Satan went to the Aretz. So he tests Halach. So he says, I gave it to the earth, is what Elisha says, literally. So he goes to the Eretz, Amar La Torah Heichani. Where's the Torah? And the way they explained it is like the earth has got a Malach, so he's speaking to the Malach. He says, where's the Torah? Amar Lo. Now, here's the key. See, they quote this Pasuk in Eov. Again, the Pasukim are the springboard for these Medrashei Chazal. So it says, the Pasuk says, and this again, this is around seven lines above where it gets wide. It says, Elokim hevin darkav gomer, that God understands its path and knows its place. He doesn't quote the whole Pasuk, but it knows its place. So he says, Halach etzel yam, Satan went to the yam, v'amar lo eini madi, he says, not with me. Halach etzel tahom, goes to the depths, he says, amar lei ein bi. Shenemar, again, here's the Pasuk, which is really supporting it. Tahom Amar lo bi, he, Tahom says it's not, you know, in me. He says, V'yam Amar eini madi. Then you have to assume that he went also to Avadon and Mavet, to destruction and death. So Avadon v'mavet amru, and there's another Pasuk, Avadon v'mavet amru, they both said, V'oznenu shemanu shmua, shema. It was, we heard, One second. We heard its report is what he says. So let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says Chazar b'mar l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He comes back for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says Ribono Shelom chipasti b'chol ha'aretz v'lo masatiya. I searched all of earth. I couldn't find the Torah. So Amar lo leich etzel ben Amram. Go to Ben Amram, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. He says halach etzel Moshe. Amar lo to rush and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu heichani. What have you done with the Torah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to you? Amar lo v'chima nish natan li HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah. Who am I, the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given the Torah to? So he says Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Moshe, but Yatar, you like a liar? Like, what do you mean? I gave you the Torah. What are you saying? Who am I to give the Torah to? So Amar lefanav, Ribono shel olam, chamuda genuza yesh lecha, shtam shasheh ba b'chol yom. You have this, like, chamuda means that which is desired, like lo tachmo, that which is desired. Genuza is hidden away, but they translate it as a treasure. Chamuda genuza yesh lecha, shtam shasheh ba b'chol yom. You delight in it every day. Ani achzik tova la'atzmi. Should I, like, flatter myself that I'm the one that Hashem has given the Torah? So he says, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, holy mi'atza atzmecha, since you like acted out of humility and you like reduced yourself, like say, who am I to give the Torah should be given to? Tikare el shemcha, it'll be called on your name. Shenemar zechru Torah Moshe Avdi v'gomer. The Pasuk says in Malachi, remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? All right, let's go further. All right, we're on Pei Tet Amud Aleph, 89A, the fourth wide line. Everybody with me? Okay, welcome. Okay, so now the Gemara says, V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi said, B'shashalom o'shalom o'rom, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to the heavens, Mitzah'ol HaKadosh Baruch Hu shed kosher k'tarim la'otiyot. He encountered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was tying k'tarim, crowns, to the otiyot. So it's like the tagim is what we take it, like, you know, letters, the shatnez gats, those letters that will have tagim, and there's different mesoras about, you know, other letters, talking about like these little sort of like lines on top of the letter. So this Gemara is more fully elaborated on in the Gemara Masechet in Menachot on Chaf Ted. I'm sure you all know it when I'll say it. The Moshe Rabbeinu says, what are these Ketarim for? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to somebody, you know, in the future, who's going to darshan all of these tagim and create all of these, you know, Divrei Torah on it. And so Moshe Rabbeinu, who is this? So he says, so it's Rabbi Akiva. And remember, then Kadosh Baruch Hu transports Moshe Rabbeinu to the base medrash where Rabbi Akiva is giving a shir, and then he doesn't understand the shir. And then at the end, he says that something like this is the halakha Moshe Mitzrayim. He says, good, I'm happy with it. But anyway, so let's see back in our Gemara has a shortened version of this. So the Gemara says on the fourth white line, he found him tying crowns to letters. Amarlo Moshe, Ein Shalom Be'ircha. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, like, don't you greet people? You just show up. You don't say like Shalom Aleichem, whatever. Like, don't people greet, you know, from the place that you're from? So Amar Lefanav Klumi Yeshevich Notein Shalom LeRabo. He says, is there a servant that says Shalom to his master? In other words, it's like, you have to know your place. So I felt like I'm the Eved, so it's not my place to like give a Shalom to the master. He says Amar Lo Ayalachala Azraini. He said, you should have helped me, but it means like giving me a bracha. Like a bracha, you can always give. So he says, Miyad Amarlo, Yigdona Koach Hashem Kashdi Barta. So that Hashem's, you know, strength be increased. This pasuk is after the Masa with the Meraglim, but that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Okay, now the Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, my dechi v'yaram kibo sheish Moshe. So it says in Chumash in Parshas Kitisa, this is around the Maaseh Egel. It says v'yaram kibo sheish Moshe, that the Klal Yisrael saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was delayed, and then they said, you know, we have to make something. Kizemo isha Moshe isher lano meyastrim lo yadano mehayala. We don't know what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says al tikri bo sheish ela bo sheish. In other words, don't read it. Boshesh means like that he's delayed. Like remember in Shiras Devora and Shoftim, so the mother of Sisera says, Madu Boshesh Rechbo Labo. Why is his chariot delayed in coming? That's Boshesh, delayed. That's the Pshuto Shel Mikra. But the Drasha is Boshesh, that not Boshesh, but Boshesh, that 6 hours have already come. Meaning, and again, it's going to be that we'll see, B'shash Shalom Shalom Arom, Amar Lan Yisrael so far, but Miyom, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'll be back in 40 days at the beginning of the sixth hour. The sixth hour is 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock is the sixth hour, right? The sixth hour. So he says, so I'll be back around 11 o'clock 40 days from now. He's very specific. So he says here, the sofar b'myom, ba'satan b'yirbevet ha'olam. At the end of the 40 days, the Satan came and confused the whole world. And Rashi brings down, we'll see the Rashi in a minute. Rashi says that he it was like everything like felt like confusion and nobody knows what's going on. Amar lahen Moshe Rabchem Heichanu. So the Satan says, where's Moshe, your rabbi? So Amru lo, Allah Amar, we went up to heaven. Amar lahen ba'ushesh, he says, it's already like the sixth hour. He says, v'lo ishkichu alav, they didn't pay attention to him. His mate, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu's dead. V'lo ishkichu alav, they didn't pay attention to him. Hera lahem demut mitato. So then the Satan shows him an image of like a beer, B-I-E-R, with Moshe Rabbeinu in it. And they look up and they see it. He says, behind the ka'amri le'li aron, kizeh Moshe ha'ish v'gomer. Kizeh, like zeh, is like this. You point to it. So let's just do the Rashi. Anyway, let me see the Rashi outside first, and we'll do the Rashi inside. So Rashi is going to say that Moshe Rabbeinu, it's the seventh day of Sivan. The Torah is given, assuming the Torah is given on the sixth day of Sivan. So the seventh day of Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, in 40 days I'm going to be back. They thought the seventh day is the first day, but he meant the first day is the next day is the first day. So they're off by a day. Do you have it? In other words, the 40 days don't begin from today. They begin from tomorrow. So they made a mistake about the 40 days. So on the 16th of Tammuz, which is 40 days from the 7th of Tammuz, So they said, ah, that's already the time, and he's not here. And so then Moshe Rabbeinu comes down the next morning. That's basically it. All right. All right. What's up, Fern?
So the Chet HaEgel took place over a day?
Right. It doesn't say that in Chumash. It does. They have the Egel, and then the next morning Moshe Rabbeinu shows up and puts him out of business. Right?
So because now you had that all Chatzi Halayla.
Okay, wait. Let me do the Rashi. We'll hold off for just 1 minute. Let me just finish Rashi, then I'll open up the floor for some conversation. Okay. So let's take a look around the 10th or the 15th narrow line in Rashi. Excuse me. It says Kishe Ala Moshe Lahar. So far, so at the end of 40 days, I'm going to come in the sixth hour. Again, the sixth hour is from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. He says, so they thought the day that Moshe Rabbeinu goes up, that's day one. He says, he said 40 days. 40 days means complete days. He says, Yom v'leilo, the day and also the night. So the night is the night before. He says, "V'yom aliyato in leilo imo," the day that he went up, so the night is not included with that. He says, "Sharei b'shiva b'sivan Allah." He went up on the 7th of Sivan. Nimsa yom arba'im b'shiva asar b'tamas haya. He says, so the 40th day, if you don't count that day, would come out to be the 17th day of Tammuz. He says, "B'shisha asar ba'satan." So on the 16th of Tammuz, the Satan came. He like confused the whole world. He created like darkness. He says, "Demut anan varafel, cloud v'irbuvia, like confusion." Lamar, but I made Moshe Shribau kvar sheish v'loba. So Moshe Rabbeinu must be dead. Like you see, all this irbuvia, and it's already the sixth hour. He's not here. He says, you can't say the confusion was that it was a cloudy day, and they got confused that they thought noon has already come, and it had not yet come. There would be an alternative shot, but he says, you can't say that. You see, the Moshe Rabbeinu does show up, but he shows up the next day. In the Chumash, it says, Vayimi Macharad, whatever, he shows up the next day. He says, Shenemar, Vayashimu Mimacharad Vagomer. So, that shot doesn't make sense, because in other words, if it's they didn't know noon or not, then he shows up in an hour or two. But it says the next day he shows up, so that's Rashi's shot. Okay, what do you got for me, Fern, or questions from anybody? You good? Good. Okay. Any other questions, comments, and thoughts? Everybody good? Okay, Yosef, I'd love to see you, Yosef. Thank you.
How could they be punished if the Satan set them up so badly?
So it means like this in life, you know, in a way, everybody's set up by the Satan, right? Every Avera, the Satan sets people up. But every Avera, Satan is trying to entice me and you. How can you punish me?
You showed them a dead body of Moshe.
Yeah, all right. But that doesn't mean that they should, even assuming that's the case, the answer can't be to do Avodah Zarah. The answer can't be to have an Egel. You know, is
they're trying to find a place.
In other words, that's the way the Satan works. He tries to create nisyonot. That's the way we all have nisyonot in life. You know, so I shouldn't be punished for being Michal Shabbos. I had a nisyon. I shouldn't be trefos. I had a nisyon. I shouldn't be punished for being mizana with a shiksa. I had a nisyon. Right? How can you punish me? I had this nisyon. We all have nisyonot.
This is a different level of nisyon.
It is, but the answer can't be, again, to do a Avodah Zarah, right? The answer can't be Shituf, right? The answer has to be, you know, to have faith in Hashem.
But they were also in a higher level.
Right, that's true.
Joseph, they were on a higher level. Right,
That's also true.
The Satan is in your own personality.
Well, that's what I said. So the Gemara learns in Bava Batra, says, you know, Hainu Satan, Hainu Yetzahara, Hainu Malchamavet. Satan is the same as Yetzahara, the same as the Malchamavet. But that's the piece. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right. Everybody mute themselves again. Let's go back. Now, all right. So now we're six lines from the bottom on Peitetim and Aleph. Okay, everybody with me? Okay. Armeli Hu Rabbanon Rav Kahana. One of the Chachamim said to Rav Kahana, Mishmi Alach Mai Har Sinai. Have you ever heard what's like the Pshat? Like, why is Har Sinai called Har Sinai? he takes it that Har Sinai is just like a nickname, and it was not the real name for the mountain. Why was it called Har Sinai? So Rav Kana tries. I'm like Har Shana Subo Nisim Israel. I thought like Sinai is like that Nisim occurred to Klal Israel. So he says so Sinai Nisim. So it's like you flip over the Samach and the Nud. So he says if that's the case, Har Nisai mi Bailei. So it shouldn't say Har Sinai. It should say Har Nisai, right? In other words, if it's Nisim, it shouldn't say like that way. That's what the Humer Rabbanan says to him. So then Rav Kana tries again. Lahar Shana Siman Tov Israel. So I have the Samach up first. It was a mountain where it was like a good omen for Klal Israel. So he said Har Simanai mi Bailei. But you're missing, you know, like it should. In other words, you have Sinai, but you don't have the Mem in there. Har Simanai mi Bailei. So Amarle, so then this Hahumi Rabbanan says to Rav Kahana, only my time lo shchicha kamed Rav Papa, Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua. He says, how come you don't like, you know, hang out more with Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua? D'maini begadata. He says, because there they do like an examination in a gadata. If you would have, you know, spent some time studying a gadata, you know the answer to my question. He says, Rav Chista, Rav Bered, Rav Huna, Dami Tarvayu, because Rav Chista and Rav son of Rav Huna both say, my Har Sinai, what's Har Sinai? What is the meaning of Sinai? Har Shiar de Sina la Akumalav. It's the mountain where Sina, either it means that it caused hatred from Hashem to hate the non-Jews, or it caused the non-Jews to hate us, hate us. We'll see in a minute. He said, in other words, either HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like the non-Jews because they didn't know how to accept the Torah, or the non-Jews hate us because we accepted the Torah and they don't have it. He says, "V'ha'inu da'amar Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina chamei shemot yeshlo." So that's like what Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina says. There are five names for the area around Har Sinai. He says, "Midbar Tzin." One is Midbar Tzin, Tzadi Yud Nun. He says, "Shnitztavu Yisrael Lav Tzin from Nitztavu," that they were commanded. They got their commandments at Har Sinai. Midbar Kadesh. The wilderness or the desert of Kadesh, should have cut Shu Yisrael Lav, that Klal Yisrael were sanctified on it. Midbar Kedemot, it's the Midbar of Kedemot, Nak Dumalav, that the primordial, the early thing, the Torah was given on it. He says, Midbar Paran, turn page on the top line of Peitanam Beis, Sheparu Ravu Aleha Yisrael, that the Jews multiplied next to it, because he takes it and says afterwards, Shu lachem lo'aleichem, go back to your tents. So let's look at Rashi, the top Rashi. Sheparu Ravu, dechol achad nit abra ishto zachar, b'mitzvat shuvu lachem lo'aleichem. Rashi says that everybody went back to their wives, and they all had male children. Bloidana heicha remisa. He says, he doesn't know whether this is merumas in the psukim. So now, he does mention the art scroll, if everybody's having boys, how did Slavkot have only girls? That's what it says in the Chumash. So I didn't look up the answer to this, but he's Eichet Seichen for you in the Ben Yohiadam, the Gadim Chadashim. All right, let's see back in the Gemara on the top line. He says, Midbar Sinai, the desert or wilderness of Sinai, Sherdas Sinala Akumala. Again, that hatred came to the Goyim on it. Now, the Gemara says, Umashmo, what's the real name of the mountain? Chorev Shmo. So the real name, so the Gemara takes it, the real name of the mountain is Chorev, right? Chorev is the name of a school, I think, in Eretz Yisrael. It's Chorev, right? Right, Michael? Anyway, it is Chorev. And then also, it's the name of a work by Shamshon Rafal Hirsch. He wrote one of his important works called Chorev. Anyway, so the Gemara takes it, the real name of the place is Chorev. And then the other names are nicknames that are given for different reasons. Then the Gemara says, "Upliga the Rabbi Abahu." That's in contradistinction to the opinion of Rabbi Abahu. The Amri Abahu Har Sinai Shmo. Rabbi Abahu says, "No, the real name of that place is Har Sinai." He says, "V'lamenekra Shmo V'lamenekra Har Chorev." So the other names we know why, because we said it in the Gemara. But now we have to give a reason why it's called Har Chorev. Shadar Churva La'akmalav. That destruction for the Goyim came from it. Now he does mention the art scroll. He says that he quotes from the Ibn Ezra that if the name Sinai was called, because assuming that the real name is Sinai, so why was it called Sinai? That's the original name. He says because it was filled with thorn bushes, Sinaim. Actually, Michael, in modern Hebrew, what's a Sana'it? What's a Sana'it? Who can tell me what a Sana'it is in Hebrew? Nobody? Sana'it? It's a squirrel, I think. A squirrel. Squirrel. Sana eat.
The snap. Snap is a squirrel, isn't it? A snap.
Snai.
Okay, snai. Okay, snai. That's snai eat. All right, snai.
That's the female squirrel.
What we got? Marco, what do you have for me? Snai?
No, snaim. Snaim, yeah.
Snaim. Okay, I made a mistake. Okay, squirrels. Now, how do you say that in Yiddish, Ruth? What's the Yiddish word for squirrel? Well, I can't hear you. Unmute yourself. Unmute. Okay, now. What?
Squirrel.
No. And I think Beverk. Beverk. I don't have Aaron Moshe here tonight, but Beverk. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Now.
This rabbi was testing Rabbi Kahana?
Yeah, I don't know. Like in the Gemara, they always have people asking questions, and then the people don't know the answers, and then they know the question knows the answers. So I don't know. I don't know why he was doing it. It's interesting that the Gemara does not give his name. Like different times
is
you have a dialogue.
Only question? Is it Piria Verivia women too? Girls too?
Well, it may they may not be
Mitzvah. You're all worried about squirrels?
What's it? What? Anyway, so it's interesting they don't give his name. All right. Now it's interesting, you know, people discuss anti-Semitism and what are the different sources of anti-Semitism, but you know, among the reasons that are given are sometimes theological, that the Jews are, you know, claimed to be the chosen people. And then because of the Torah, like in Chazal, they say that there's a lot of hatred that's engendered because we have the Torah and they don't. And we do our own ways. All right, let's see back. Okay, everybody mute themselves. Unless any more questions, comments, or thoughts. Okay, the fifth line, let's go from the top on Pei Ten Amud Beis. Now, this is back to, let's go, we got to go back to the Mishnah on Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Let's refresh our recollection from Sunday's daf. Okay, everybody turn back to Pei Vav, 86a. Everybody turn to Pei Vav Amud Aleph, okay? Around 10 lines down in the Mishnah. Everybody with me? Everybody have it? Give me a thumbs up if you have it. Okay, I see some thumbs. Okay, so the Mishnah says around 10 lines from the top on 86a. It says, Minayin Shekoshim Lashon Shazori Barosh Sir HaMishlech. How do you know that we tie like a crimson cord to the Rosh Seir Mishtaleach? Now, I don't know the art scroll they wrote here that it was tied to its neck, but I have another book here that says it was to the horn. They tie it to the horn. They tie half of it to the horn and half around the rock. The person who's like sending the Azazel, this is on Yom Kippurim, he's sending the goat off the cliff. So he takes out a crimson cord, divides it into two, ties half around the horn of the goat and half around the rock, and then the rope would miraculously turn white. So he says Shinemar miuchat eichem kashanim kashel gelbinu. If your sins are like shanim, like scarlet, they'll become white. And I think the Gemara says that that a number of years before the Korban Beis Hamikdash that it stopped turning white. That's what I remember. But all right, let's see back in today's daf now. Okay, back to Pei Ten Amud Beis, 89b. Back to where we were. Okay, five lines from the top. All right. Minayin Shekoshim Lashon Shel Zorit V'chulei. Where do we know that we tie like this, like the crimson wool to the goat? So the Gemara says Kashanim Kashanim Miboilei. So he says, why is it in the plural? Imyuchata Echem Kashanim. In other words, if your sins are like shanim, like scarlet, but the word for scarlet is shani. So what's shanim? And it's shanim is like the plural. But Rashi points out, let's look at Rashi. Go to the second line. Kashanim boyalei dumya de kashaleg lokativ kashalagim. In other words, shaleg is just singular, right? So why is this plural and the other singular? Yuchata echem kashanim kashaleg yalbinu. Should be kishlagim yalbinu. So why is one plural? Why is one singular? This is back in the Gemara. So Kishanim Boyalai. So Amr Yizka Kamarlam Kashbarku Israel. The Kashbarku said to the Jewish people, Im Yukata Echem Kashanim Halalu, Shisturu Rubaut Misheshit Me Breshit Vyarachshav, Kashel Gelbinu. It's like a double entendre. If your Aveirot are like Shanim is years, also years, whereas your Aveirot are so numerous, so consistent, not just numerous, consistent. In other words, like everybody does an Aveira now and then, but if I keep doing the Aveira, that's not a good thing. In other words, like everybody has situations, like let's say, you know, let's say a person could come late to a minyan. So everybody on occasion comes late. But if every day I come late, that's something else. Or, you know, if every day I'm talking during davening, that's not the same as talking on one occasion. So here he's saying, if your aveirot are like the shanim, in other words, there's consistent, just like the years from Bereishis till now, he says, nevertheless, because I love you so much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, he says, Kashel Galbino, they'll whiten like the snow. They'll be white like snow. All right. Everybody good? All right, I'm moving on. Okay, you know what? Let me stop for station identification. Let's see what we got here. Oh, all right. He basically has it here. This is the piece from the Al Adaf. He's talking about Sinai. We said as Shiar does Sinan la Akum Alav. So the Yin Yaakov interprets the Gemara. So one way is that Rashi explains that Akum became subject to Hashem's hatred at that time because they refused the Torah. That's why Rashi says. Let me see the Rashi inside on that. One second. it's on Amud Aleph. Yeah, if you look on the last Rashi on Peyten Amud Aleph, Shlo Kiblu Bo Torah. Rashi says that there was hatred from a Kaddish Baruch Hu because the Goyim didn't accept the Torah. He says the Iyun Yaakov interprets the Gemara differently. At the time of Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael became the target of hatred of Akum, of the non-Jews. The source of anti-Semitism is the fact that Bnei Yisrael observed the laws of the Torah, which distinguishes them from other nations. Now, the Pasuk in Shir Shirim is in metaphorically describing Klal Yisrael's love and loyalty to Hashem, states, Ki tovim dovdecha miyayin, my beloved Hashem is better than wine. The Medrash explains that the gematria, numerical value of Yayin, is 70. Yud, Yud, Nun. Yud is 10, and then Nun is 50, so 70. He says, and this Klal Yisrael declares that Hashem is more beloved to them than are the 70 nations of the world. The Beis Halevi explains this Medrash based on our Gemara. The Klal Yisrael declare that they cherish Hashem and His Torah more than the love and respect of the nations. They express their willingness to accept the Torah and observe it, well aware that they thereby forfeited the amity of the nations. In other words, as between having a relationship with you and being on good terms with all the Goyim, we'd rather have the good relationship with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though, as a result of that, the Goyim may hate our guts. So he says, the Medrash relates that at the time of Matan Torah, Moshe was taught the entire Torah, written in oral, and he wanted to commit all of it to writing. However, Hashem instructed him not to record Torah Shebal Peh, so when Klal Yisrael was exiled or persecuted, should not lay their hands on it. Even though the written Torah is accessible to all nations, the oral law is known only to Klal Yisrael. He says, the Beis Halevi citing the Medrash explains that as the oral law that primarily distinguishes Klal Yisrael from the nations, and it is our exclusive knowledge of the oral law that causes us to be targeted for jealousy. Anyway, there's a whole drasha from the Beis Halevi. I remember the Beis Halevi says that the first Luchot, the way I recall it, he said it had Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebichtav. And then when they sinned with the Egel, so Moshe Rabbeinu, this is like a different twist on why he smashed the Luchot. He saw that Klal Yisrael would become Meshubah to the nations. In other words, had they not sinned with the Egel, they would have been like immune from attack. They would have been, everything would have been much better. So now they sin with the Egel, so now they're going to be vulnerable to the attacks of Goyim. So the Goyim are going to come, and if the whole Torah would be written out, they'll come, they'll steal it, they'll say it's ours, whatever. So now he only gave them, so now the second time around, he only gets a written Torah, and you have the oral Torah. So you have to work to get the oral Torah, but it means the Goyim can never have the Torah Shebal Peh that's given to Klal Yisrael. All right, so let's take a look back on the Gemara. Now, we're on line 5. All right, not line 5, line 10. Okay, so Darash Rabbah, my Dechtiv. Now, again, like with these Gemaras, like there's a Pasuk, and then the Pasuk is a springboard. So he said, then there was this, usually like a difficulty in the Pasuk, and then the Medrash Chazal come and explain the difficulty away. She says, "Darish Rava, my dechtiv, l'chu navi nivachacha yomar Hashem." Like now, this is the beginning of the pasuk. In other words, it says, "L'chu navi nivachacha yomar Hashem." Let's come discuss, and then Hashem says, "Im yuchata echem kashanim kashal galbinu." If your sins will be the scarlet like or like crimson, those will become white. So this is the beginning of the pasuk we were discussing. So he says, "L'chu na." So the Gemara says, Lechuna means go, Lechu, Lech. If I'm here and I say go to Port Washington, that's Lechu, go. if you're in Port Washington and I say, come here, is Bowie-Hena, come, right? Lahu is go, Bo is come. So why is it Lahu na? It should be, we're going to discuss this. It sounds like something friendly. Why is it go, or why not come? So he says, Lahu na bo na mi boile. Yomar Hashem, Amar Hashem mi boile. He says that Hashem will say at some point in the future. It says Hashem says right now. In other words, like if you're right, this is with the wool and it turns white. So he says. So now the Gemara explains. Latilavo Yomark Lahem Akash Baruch Hu Yisrael. That in the future, at some point in the future, Hashem will say to Klal Yisrael, Luhuna Itzalavotechem Biyochichu Echem. Go to your forebears and let them give you rebuke. He says V'yomru Lefanav Ribono Shalom Etzamine Leich. So they'll say, well, who should we go to? So he says, Eitzel Avram Shamartlo Yadoa Tida Vilobikesh Rachim Aleinu. Are we going to go to Avram Avinu? And he said, you said to him, you know, that your progeny are going to be, you know, strangers in a strange land for 400 years. And he wasn't Mavakesh Rachim, like, you know, for Klal Yisrael. Eitzel Yitzchak should be Rechet Esa Bayakash Tarid Vilobikesh Rachim Aleinu. He says, so Yitzchak gives a bracha to Esav in Parsha Toldot. And so after he gives the bracha to Yaakov, so Esav shows up. He says, can you give me something? So Yitzchak says, Vayakha Sher Tari, when you feel aggrieved, when you're in a state of tsar, in other words, because you didn't get the bracha, but Klal Yisrael not studying the Torah, ufarata ulo me'al sabrecha, you'll rise up and they'll be down. So he says, Vayakha Sher Tari, but there'll be kesh rachim leinu. He didn't ask for rachim for us. Etzel Yaakov Shemartelo Anochi Eredim Cham Mitzrayma V'Anochi Alcha Gamalo. So Rashi brings out the end of the pasuk is V'Anochi Alcha Gamalo. I'll bring you up, but the word Gam is a superfluous word, and so Rashi says it alludes that they're going to be four galuyot. In other words, they go down to Egypt. And then after Egypt, you know, so Chazal teach us, and especially based on the number of psukim, but especially in Sefer Daniel, there are all these visions that there are, and the Ramban sees, you know, allusions to it in Sefer Bereishis as well. Actually, it's based on Chazal, Medrash Chazal, but there are four Galuyot. There's Babel, there's Madai, there's Yavon, and Edom, right? I didn't say right. Let me go back. There's some ways to do it. Babel? Yeah. Yavon, and then Paras, and then Edom. So those are the four Galuyot. So he says here, V'lobikesh Rachim Aleinu, he didn't ask for Rachim. It's Almin Elei Chashav. So where are we going to go? So Yomar Hashem, so now he's darshaning Yomar Hashem. Hashem will say, Amar Lel Kashbarach Hu, Ho Tlita Masvachem Bi, Since you are, you know, depending yourself on me, im yu rachatechem kashinim kashel yalbinu. In other words, I Hashem will take care of you. I Hashem will take care of you. He says, yeah. So it means like this. So Yomar Hashem, Hashem will say our rebuke. Hashem says, go to the one of them to give you rebuke. So we don't want to handle them. We know we got tough judges. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, they didn't ask Rachamim. So we want the rebuke from you. Yomar Hashem, we want you to say it. So this is answering. So he says, why is it, you know, Lahu and not Bo'u, because Lahu go to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and why is it Yomar Hashem that they will say in the future that we want you to be Mochiachas? We don't want the Tochacha to come from Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything I said? Everybody good? Okay, let me keep moving. Let's take a look. All right, now there's a famous Gemara coming up.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did both strings turn white?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe
both
so.
Of them?
I believe so. I believe so. And if I recall correctly, I think there was also a string in the base of Mikdash that they tied on top of the entranceway there. That's what I recall. But I think like for a number of years before the Korban base of Mikdash, it stopped turning white. That's what I remember. All right, let's take a look back in the Gemara. So Peitenam base. So Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Yonatan. So this pasuk in Sefer Yeshayah, it's somewhat enigmatic. The pasuk says, "Ki ata avinu, you're our father. You are Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're the father. Avram lo yidanu, Avram doesn't know from us. Yisrael lo yikirenu, Yisrael is Yaakov, doesn't recognize us. Ata Hashem avinu goaleinu me'alom shemecha, you're a redeemer, our father, me'alom shemecha. your name goes back. So now the Gemara darshens. Latilavo yomarlo kashbarku leAbraham banecha chatuli. In the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say to Abraham, your progeny have sinned. So Amar lefanav ribono shalom yimachu akdushat shemecha. So Abraham's going to say, obliterate them. They did a payroll, get rid of them. And Rashi brings down, why would he say that? The first narrow line upstairs. Yimachu ho'il shechatu b'kadei shemcha ba'olam shetaseh din ba'ovrin al debarecha. You're going to like create a Kiddush Hashem by destroying those who transgress you. So he says, Amar, Amar le'il Yaakov, d'habalei tzar gidu banim. So Hashem says, I'm going to go to Yaakov. So to go to Avram, he's going to say, he says, destroy them. Let me go to Yaakov. What will he get there? And Yaakov, he had Sar Gidul Banim, a lot of Ajita raising kids. So Efshar Dibai Rachmi Alayhu. Maybe he, Yaakov, will be Mavakish Rachmi on Klal Yisrael. So Amar Lei Banecha Chatu. He says, your children have sinned. Amar Lefanav Ribono Shalom Yimachu Shashmechi. He says the same thing as Avram Avinu. Let them be destroyed. Says Amar lo sabi tama lo darta kietsa. So Hashem says, you don't see sabi the elders, meaning Avram Avinu like tama, like a good svara, lo darta kietsa. The children don't have good counsel either. So Amar lo Yitzchak benechachim tu. So he's got two avot down. There's only one left. It's Yitzchak. So he goes to Yitzchak. Ruth, can you mute yourself? Ruth, please mute yourself. Okay. So he says benechachatu that your children have sinned. He says chatuli. Amar lefanav, ribono shalom, banai v'lo banecha. They're my children, they're not your children. You know, it's like Justice Holmes said, you know, allow me to frame the question, I'll win every argument. So he says, like, your children sin. Why is it my children? Maybe it's your children have sinned. So he says, b'shah shekdimu lefanecha nas l'nishma, when they said nas l'nishma, kirat lehem b'ni b'chori, you call them my firstborn. My children. Now that pasuk is actually before, well before Naaseh v'Nishma, but the way I think that they touched it up, this is Rashi say something on that. He says that So if you look at the third narrow line in Rashi, Keratlan b'ni b'chor Yisrael, shegalui l'fanecha shematidim lomar l'fanecha b'sina Naaseh v'Nishma l'kabel olcha mi'ava kabanim, that you knew they would say Naaseh v'Nishma, so based on what you knew in the future, you call them b'ni b'chor Yisrael. He says, let's see back. So achshav banai v'lo banecha ba'od kamachatu. He says, how much have they sinned? They sin. What do you mean they sin? How much sinning could they do? Kamashotav shel adam. How long does a man live? Shivim Shana, 70 years. He says, Dal Estrin lo anshed alayhu. You got to take off 20 years. The Bezdin Shalmala doesn't punish somebody till after 20 years. So Rashi brings down the source for this. Let's look at Rashi, the sixth narrow line. Dal Estrin lo anshed lahu. Shekem Matsinu Bedura Midbar, Shalman Asa Kashbarku lo Meestrim Shana Vamala. That after the Maasei HaMaraglim, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is punishing Klal Yisrael. Everybody's going to die in the Midbar. But he only punishes the people who are over 20. So he says, Dichtiv, Bamidbar is that Yiplu Pigrechem Gomer, Ben Esrim Shanav Amala, Asher Lino Timalai, from 20 years above. So when you hit 20, on the day of your birthday, 20, that means 20 years have passed. So for the first 20 years, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Bezdin Shamala, doesn't judge you. That's what the Chazal teach us. The Bezdin Shalmata judges people from Bar Mitzvah, but the Bezdin Shalmala is still from 20. So he says, so 20 years we got to take off. So with Pashu L'Kamshin, five lines above where it gets wide, so we're left with 50 years now. 50 years everybody's sinning. Dal Tartin V'Chamesh D'Lelvata. So now you got to take off 25 years of the nighttime. In other words, they're not sitting day and night. Everybody has to sleep sometime. So they got the nighttime. So let's split it again. So 50 years. So maximum, this is sitting for 25 years. Pashu luhu tartin mechamesh. So we got 25 years left. Dal tartin sreyu palga tzluyu mechal debet akisei. Now, of the 25 years that are daytime, you got to take off time because half the time they're davening. And then they're eating and they go into the bathroom. So even the 25 years is like not total loss. Pashu tarte srei upalag. We're left with 12 and a half years. Imatasovil at kulamutav. So I don't, the way they had in the art scroll, and the way I interpret the art scroll, is like a Kaddish Baruch Hu was responsible for the Yetzirah, and then Yitzchak, the way I thought, let me, maybe your art scroll has a different footnote here. Let me see where the footnote is on this one. I thought I marked it off. He says, one second. Where was it? Yeah. In footnote 26, if you look in the article, footnote 26, 89B2. So in mine, it says, see above note 12. Is that what you have, the second to last line there?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they meant note 10. Note 10 is where Yitzchak says, he gives the brach to Esav. He says, Vayakasher taridu farakta ulomi al sabrecha. I think that's what the person meant. But any event, he's quoting from the drashas of the Chasam Sofer that Hashem is responsible for the Yitzhara, but he says Yitzchak is taking the blame for the cruel excesses of the Goyim, that they're like persecuting the Jewish people. So anyway, back in the Gemara. So he says here, so we're left with 12 years. Imatas sobel kula mutam. If you, Hashem, want to take responsibility for the avera of those 12 years, fine. Vimla palgalay palga alacha. Otherwise, I'll split it with you. Vim tim salomar kula malach.
12 and a half years.
What? 12 and a half, right. He says, vim tim salomar kula malach. If you want to say, you know, I should have responsibility for all 12 and a half years. Yitzchak, I crave it nafshi kamach. I offer my life to you. So it's not, you got to be fair about these things. So pachu ba'amru. So at that point, now we're going back to the pasuk that the Jewish people, after hearing the defense, say kiata avinu, you're our father. I mean, I didn't say right before that Yitzchak, you're our father. He says amar lahem Yitzchak achtem kalsin li kalsula kadosh baruch hu. Instead of praising me, why don't you praise the kadosh baruch hu? He says umachvil hu Yitzchak hakadosh baruch hu beinayo. Yitzchak pointed to the kadosh baruch hu. He says miyana suinei lamaroma omrim ata Hashem avinu goleinu min lam shmecha. He says that you are our redeemer, like your name is goes back, you know, to earlier times. So let's look back at the pasuk that we darshened out before, which was, where is it? Yeah. So if you look, the pasuk was around 20 lines above where it gets wide. Kiata avinu, it means that you, Yitzchak, are our father. Kiata avinu, not Hashem. In other words, you, Yitzchak, are our father. Ki Avraham lo yida'anu. Avraham didn't know from us. He says, let them die. He says, Yisrael lo yakirenu. Klal Yisrael, I mean, Yaakov didn't help us out. Ata Hashem, avinu go'alinu lim shmecha. In other words, you are Hashem. That's what Yitzchak says. You should like look at Hashem and praise him. Okay, let me just get to the Mishnah and then we'll pause. Amram Chiyah Bar Abba, again, this is the third wide line downstairs. Amram Chiyah Bar Abba Yochanan. It would have been appropriate or deserving that Yaakov should have gone down in chains to Mitzrayim, because that was a decree that he should be in Galus. His merit caused him not to have to go down in chains. He's going down in a nice way. He's going down with wagons and he's like a mensch. Dichtiv. Like with ropes of a person, I'll pull them like with like ropes of love. So it's either referring to like Yaakov's devotion to Yosef, and that's what's drawing him down to Mitzrayim, or it could be, you could say another pshat that they brought down is like with the Ketonet Pasim, he gave the coat of many colors to Yosef, and that like ended up pulling him down to Egypt. He says, then continuing on the Gemara, Yelahem kimrimi ol alechem va'arila bochil. He translates, I will be to them as those who lift a yoke upon their jowls, and I will extend towards them the strength to bear intense labor. Meaning, Hashem put it on him like lightly. In other words, it's like he says, Ehilem kimrimi ol alechem. It's like you're putting a yoke lightly on the behemoth. It was so the shebud sort of begins softly, like with Yaakov, even though it was Nigzar that should be there, and then he gave him the strength to bear all the labor. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? All right, I'm going to go on.
Can you explain this last part again, this whole chain? I missed this part.
All right. Look at Rashi. B'shal shlot shel barzel, do you see it? Yosef?
Barzel.
It's around the 15th narrow line from the top.
Yeah,
Okay, but that means like with iron chains. So he says, Kedera kol agolim, like all people go into exile. That's where you go into exile. You don't go like, you know, in a royal sedan. When you go into exile, you go that way. Sharei al pi gzeirat galut yirad Hashem. He's going there to fill the gzeira from Hashem. So the Gemara is saying that would have been appropriate, considering that the gzeira of Hashem was, you have to be in the galus, you should go in chains. But so it said, but Hashem gave him a very, because of his zechut, because of his merit, he didn't have to go down that way. He went down, you know, in a more
dignified way.
Right. That's it. Okay, everybody good? All right, let's go on to the next Mishnah. All right, now we're still on this topic, which we began at the end of the seventh parak, which is Shiurim for Hotzah and Shabbat. So let's see the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Manitin, Hamotzi Eitzim, Kilavashel Beitzakala. Again, we said that every item that you carry on Shabbos is a shir, and it's a shir of Chashivas, and it has to be like for the most commonly used use of the item. So he says the wood, so wood is used as fuel. That's the most common use. So he says that the amount of wood is the amount of wood to cook like a easily cooked egg, which we said is a chicken egg. But if you remember, we said that it only means that it's a grogeret, like the size of a fig from the chicken egg. So you don't even have to cook the whole chicken egg. He says, tavlin kiel tabel beit sakalo. Tavlin are like seasonings, enough to season. Like again, like with this chicken egg, he says, "Mitzarif and Simza." Well, the seasonings could be mitzarif one with another. Like I could have pepper and things like that, and they add up to the shear. Okay, then the next line of the Gemara: "Klipi agozim, klipi rimonim, isi supua." Now, klipi agozim doesn't mean the shell of the nut, but it means somehow there's like when the nut is growing, there's some sort of like husk on it that you could take off. Klipi rimonim is the peel of the pomegranate. Isti supua. So they said safflower or madder. Anyway, but those are going to be dyes. Kidespoa bahen begikatan pisvacha. So those things would be enough to create a dye. So if it's enough to dye this cloth that's on a woman's hat, then that's it. The svacha is the woman's hat. So they should have a cloth on it. That's the way it seems. Okay, now, May Raglayim Netu Uborid Kamoliva Ashleg. So this may be familiar, or people may recall this from Daf Yomi. In the last Machzor we had, which wasn't that long ago. This would have been like in December. It seems so long ago. I think this is COVID-19 makes everything feel longer ago. So so if you remember with the Ketamim, there were seven reagents that you applied. Okay, Fern remembers. Okay, there's seven items you apply to the blood, and then if the blood disappears, then you know it was blood. If it doesn't disappear, you know it's dye. So here are five of them. So we're giving the shiurim for like these sort of like detergents or whatever. So he says, Meiraglaim is urine. Netru burid kamoyeva ashleg. He says, Natron, soapwort, kimoya, or ashleg. So kimoya va ashleg, what does he say here for that? Anyway, it's some type of detergent. So he says, enough to wash that small piece of cloth that's on the woman's hat. Rabbi Huda omer, kedila avir raketem. Rabbi Huda says, if it's enough to remove the stain, you know, the stain, and then that's a, remember, Rabbi Yehuda is always more machmir. We had this in the previous Mishnayot. He always says more stringent sheet. All right, I'm going to do a few lines in the Gemara, and then that will be it for tonight. All right,
everybody. But doesn't it depend on how large the stain is? You need more of the stuff if it's a larger stain, I would think.
Yeah, so one second. He says,
but doesn't that refer to a stain on the garment on top of the woman's hairnet?
No,
it doesn't refer to a stain generally, does it? Isn't it referring back to the?
No, it's Rabbi Huda's opinion is a different measure.
Right. Rabbi Huda's is a blood stain. Yeah, so it's I can't say for sure, but it sounds like any size blood stain. That's the way I take it. It's just enough that you could do the test, But I would have to look more into that. Maybe it'll come up in the Gemara. I don't know. He says here, he quotes in the art scroll, in the Mishnah, it says, Laha avira laketem, enough to apply to a stain. So it doesn't sound like that the size of the stain comes into play, but I need to look at it. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tanina chada zimna. So the Gemara says, I already learned this halacha in a prior Mishnah. So in other words, what are you giving me the shear for wood is enough to cook like the easily cooked egg, which we said is the chicken egg. He says, Tanina chada zimna. I already learned that in the previous Mishnah, which is on dape. Kane, kilosot kulmus, that if you're carrying a reed, so the amount for the reed is enough to make a pen, like because they could use the reed, you know, with ink. He says, "Imaya av omarusas," but if the reed was very thick or cracked and it's not fit for writing, so then the amount of reed that you'd be chayav for carrying on Shabbos is the amount that would be used for fuel to cook this egg, the easily cooked egg, when it's already in the frying pan, scrambled and already in the frying pan. So if that's the case, so I see the reed, there was reed and the wood are both being used for fuel. So I see the amount of fuel is enough to cook the egg. So why do you have to repeat it again with the wood? So he says, so I would have thought, by the reed isn't worth usable for anything else. The reed has the thick reed or the cracked reed has got no use other than as fuel. So that's the shear. But wood could have other uses. Wood could be used to make a tooth in a key. So he says, afilu kolshu. So I think maybe by wood, the shear should be any amount of wood. I'm chayav for hotza'ah. Kamashvalan, that again, so the ton of our Mishnah holds that I'm only using like for the common usage, not like the less common usage. And the common usage is wood is used for fuel. All right, let's see a few more lines in the Gemara, that'll be it. Now, we said tavlin k'delev tavel beitzakala, seasoning enough to season like the easily cooked egg. So, Ramina, we ask a question from the Mishnah in Masechet Orla. Now, this Mishnah is focused on like things that are Yisuri Hana'a. Like, in other words, it could be like you have Kili Akarim. I have a vineyard and I have other things growing in the vineyard and I can't get Hana'a from it. So now the Gemara is concerned with how much, you know, do I, you know, click into the Yisur. So the Mishnah says, Tavalin Shnaim Ushtosha Shemot Miminachad. If I have like seasonings, two or three from the same min. So Rashi brings down different types of pepper. I could have, according to Rashi, pilpil lavan shachor varoch. I could have white pepper, black pepper, or long pepper. I don't know what long pepper is. I don't even know what white pepper is. But the idea is they're all in the pepper family. So I can have tvalin shnayim u'shosha shemot miminachad. So even if they're all of the same, of one kind, that's one way. He says, oh, mishosha minim, and we have a shem echad. Or even if they're from three different minim, even if they're from three different types of seasonings, he says, now we have the shem echad. So Rashi doesn't have the shem echad, but if you do have a shem echad, he quotes here from the Rambam, who wants to say it could be three different seasonings that have the same name, but they're not related to one another. He's got garden karpas, river karpas, and meadow karpas, and despite the similarity of the names, they're three different species. Anyway, but the bottom line in the Gemara, asurin, so they're all prohibited, umitztarfin zemze, they join with one another to reach the shear to be forbidden. To be, in other words, if it's too little, it's like riding under the radar. So whatever the shear is, they're joining with another. But Amar Chizkiah, and Chizkiah said on the top line in Tzadim Aleph, b'minei metika shanu, that we're talking about flavorings, various kinds of flavorings, ho'il ru'in l'mate k'deira, since like the flavors all blend with one another, so they could join for the minimum shear, whatever the shear is. So they could join for the regular shear because they blend with one another. So the Gemara says, Tamad achaz l'mate k'deira. So the reason that they could join for a shear is because they can come together, they're fit to be used in the same food, and they go well together. He says, halav ha'achilo. So if we're not for that, not. So the question is, in our Mishnah, we said, if I take out tavlin, I take out seasonings, so as long as I take out a shear, l'tabel beit zakala, so it's enough to season like this easily cooked egg, so that I'm chayev, and the mitztarfin, they're all mitztaref to that shear. So let's say, I don't know, let's say I need a gram of seasoning enough to season the egg. So a little part of the gram could be from, you know, seasoning A and part of it from season B, part of season C. But in the Mishnah Masechet Orah, the way Chizki explains the Mishnah over there, that they only could join together if the seasonings complement one another. If they're not working well together to season a food, then they can't join together. So the Gemara says, Halav hachi lo, hachinami chazu lamate. So the Gemara says, in hachinami. That's what our Gemara means. That's what Mishnah means. So if the seasonings blend well together, then they're mitzaref. Otherwise, they're not mitzaref. All right. I think that's it for tonight. Let me just, any questions, comments, or thoughts? All right, let me just stop the recording. There we go.